Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick, your host. Welcome. Today we're going to talk about a smartphone ban and are they coming? As you may know, I've written a book called Brief, Make a Bigger Impact by Saying Less. And I'm the managing director and founder of the Brief Lab, where we help leaders become concise communicators. The point of this podcast is pretty straightforward, is to help you and your ideas stand out. So today we're going to talk about smartphones. Now, it's pretty clear that we live with these devices. They're with us at all times. But something really caught my attention recently. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal that talked about a company that banned smartphones at work. Now, when I read the article, it wasn't a ban all day long. It was just in meetings. And it turned out that the person, after a few months, stopped doing it. But it made me think, are smartphones becoming the new cigarette? You know, back in the day, many years ago, I remember working in offices and you could smoke at work. And it was normal. It's now it's almost inconceivable. You can smoke at work, you can smoke in airplanes. Now you can't smoke anywhere. And for good reason, right? Will smartphones become the new cigarette? Will that become something that we'll ban at work because they're just so distracting? So if you look at smartphones, I have one. We all have them. Statistics show that they are as common can be, really, nowadays. In the last 10 years, they've become pervasive. So what we're going to talk about today is the use of a smartphone becoming an obsession, and does it stop us from being effective at work, professionally, or even just personally? Is this level of obsession or addiction even hurting us? We check it constantly. We all do. And there was a report that came out recently that really blew me away. It was cited in the Wall Street Journal article, and I went and looked up a little deeper. And it was published by, I think it's D Scout was the research firm that does research on mobile devices. But they talked about the average user of a cell phone swiping their phone 2,617 times a day. That's the average user. Heavy users swipe their phone 5,427 times a day. That translates into, on average, about 76 sessions a day. And for the heavy user, about 132 sessions a day. If you think about that, that's amazing. 2,000 times a day we're swiping the phone. Our finger is actually moving across the screen to get the phone to do something. And there's so many things the phone does for us. A lot of it's great, wonderful. But the collection of all those, the phone becomes kind of the Swiss Army knife of our lives, and it becomes indispensable. And because it's indispensable, it can become almost addictive, where we're using it almost unconsciously. Well, what are we using it for? I mean, certainly checking text messages and emails, obviously making calls because it's a phone. You can check the news, you can check the weather. In my case, I love checking weather radar because I want to see where the weather's coming from. I spent a lot of time in North Carolina and a lot of time in Chicago, and the weather can be, particularly in Chicago in the summer, can be a little bit crazy. I can check social media. There's, you know, you can play games, you can shop, you can track your health and fitness. I track my steps, so I keep my phone with me, so when I walk, I can see how many steps I've walked during the day, so I don't have to get a Fitbit. You can do a million things on a phone. A million things. And it leads to addictions because we can't stop using them. So how do we handle this at work? As many of you know, I do a lot of work with the military, specifically with the special operations community. And one of the things that's interesting about their environment is a lot of the places that they work, they can't have a phone. And I remember the first time that I went on a compound that had like a very strict security clearance you would walk in the building and they have a box, a metal box that looks like a mailbox. And they've got keys, and you take your phone and you grab a key and you open up the key. It's like a locker at a gym. In these small 5-inch by 5-inch boxes, you open them up, take a key, put your phone in there, you turn your phone off, you lock it, and you can't take it in the building. Under any circumstances, you're not supposed to take a phone in the building because it's forbidden, because there's classified information there, and it's a secure installation. Now, that doesn't mean that the people that work in those buildings don't have information overload. It comes in different ways. But what happens with a phone when you're working with it all the time is really telling. The research is pretty significant about the impacts of having a phone nearby. And not just at work. The temptation when you have it sitting on your desk is to check it. And what are you checking it for? They call this FOMO, or fear of missing out. You check it for the things that you're afraid you might miss. An alert from your family. Maybe there's an email that you're looking for, a text message, notifications. There's all this information that you might be missing. So fear of missing out. So people keep it nearby. Well, what's the impact when we check our phones constantly and almost unconsciously? Sometimes it interferes with sleep. I think, 30% of the time people check the phone in the middle of the night. And no wonder people have a hard time sleeping. It certainly reduces the time and the quality of the time that we spend with our friends and family. If you look at how people use their phones, when you're looking at a phone, you're telling the other person, I'm busy, don't bother me. It can almost look rude. Look at people and how they are at an airport. It doesn't seem inviting when a person's looking at the phone that you want to talk to them, because they look like they're reading a newspaper, or they're consumed with information. So it reduces the time that they can spend with friends and family, colleagues at work. It can interfere with the ability for people to finish work or homework. You're doing a busy task, your brain gets tired. We've talked about this in previous podcasts. You want to do something fun and easy, different. You want to multitask. Check your phone. The phone has got a million possibilities, all of which, in many cases, are way more interesting than the task that you're doing in the moment. So it can really hurt your ability to finish work, or in the case of teenagers, homework. It can really kill creativity. People need quiet time. They need time to think. And when I find myself doing this, you fall into a trap where you start looking for one thing, and then you end up looking at another thing and another thing, and then you've wasted 15 minutes or a half hour almost mindlessly, consuming information but not really thinking. So there's a real serious negative impact of constant connectivity, constant usage to a phone. But I'm not suggesting in any way that we should get rid of them. I'm just posing the question, do we think that at some point down the road they might ban smartphones at work? I wouldn't be surprised if they did. If these become so addictive, if we can't moderate the uses of a phone at work, if we can't help ourselves, will they have smartphone breaks or smartphone areas, kind of like when people have cigarette breaks, where you have to go to a designated area to use them? This is a serious concern for companies where they have workers where productivity is really important and they can't monitor what people are doing. So they're not only sitting in front of a computer, but they also have a phone. So the ability, the temptation for a person to get distracted is enormous. And we've done research that indicate that when people get interrupted, the likelihood of them returning to their task significantly drops. People get interrupted, 5 to 6 times an hour. That's by other people. It's not to mention when you interrupt yourself when you're using your smartphone. So what can we do to cope with this? I just got a short list of things that I've read and I've researched, and I've thought myself, what can we do to make this better? Certainly, turn it off. At night, I have a rule that I try to live by called the 7 to 7 rule. So from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., just turn it off. You don't need it. You need to sleep. It shouldn't. Our research says that 70% of the people that we pulled 1,000 people. So the first thing that they do in the morning and the last thing that they do at night is check their phone. I would encourage you not to do that. Okay. Second thing is turn off notifications, audible alerts or kind of visible alerts of things will tempt us to thinking that it's important. I look at my little folder and it's got the number 7 in it, and I'm like, why do I have 7 alerts and who are they from? And I go clicking through it only to find out that it's nothing. So I would just shut off all the notifications on all those alerts, especially audible alerts. It's almost Pavlovian, right? We're training ourselves to get distracted. This may sound counterintuitive, but I would schedule time to look at email on your computer, on your laptop, on another device. You know, obviously email is a very important part of what we do every day. You want to check your email. You don't want to miss out, but this constant fear of missing out, I would schedule time. People do this when they're really productive, is they'll have time that they check email. It's scheduled on their calendar. And I would check that on your computer if you can, not on your phone, because once you check email on your phone, the temptation of checking something else will increase. So you want to limit those times. Another thing I would do is I would charge my phone in another room, particularly at night. The temptation, you know, to pick up the phone to check the time is pretty great, but once you pick it up, the temptation's there, the opportunity to start looking at your phone and seeing if there's, you know, an alert or a notification. So just put it in another room and have it charged there. I've heard families, and we do this, we have a charging station where there's an area where all the phones kind of line up. At work, you might want to put it in a different side of your office so it's farther away from you. Just charge it in a different place. Just put it somewhere else. So I think about this. I just think that, you know, we have, you know, we're in a very historic time when the advent of smartphones and the growth and the pervasiveness of these mobile devices, they're becoming like intimately and intricately connected to our daily lives, in many ways enormously helpful for our society, in other ways terrible, absolutely terrible, because of their addictive quality and how they can so easily become obsessive. We can become obsessed with them, the use of, we can't live without them. Imagine if somebody, you lost your phone, right? Research indicates you notice that you lose your phone before you notice that you lost your wallet. It's pretty amazing. So we can shift from this fear of missing out to somehow get to a place where we have a desire of missing out. If you think about consuming information, not all of it's valuable. A lot of it's just garbage. A lot of it's just useless brain calories that you're consuming, like brain, I call it brain celery. You're consuming this information, but it's not adding to your life in any way. So could we ever get from, I'm afraid of missing out and I have to check it for everything, to, you know, I actually don't want to check it as much. I really want, I have a desire of missing out. I call it from FOMO to DOMO. You choose it. You set the rules. Can we live that way? Just some things to think about when I read this article, that we're glued to it. We're glued to our phone. Is it always good? Are there things that we can do to control that? We should. We definitely should. Will bans come? Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised. If we can't control it at work, as kind of mature professionals, as mature people, certainly teens struggle with this mightily. It leads to depression, anxiety, a lot of problems, isolation. You know, it's something that we need to think about. And it's one of the points of the podcast, is to get us to think about how to become concise communicators, clear communicators, is the environment that we live in and what we struggle with. So here's one thing to think about. If you say, well, I need my phone because I need to check the time, buy a watch. Just saying.